Welcome to the hottest podcast in the universe, Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts.
So, will there be a lawsuit? Yeah, probably.
To go home.
Yeah, he wants to go home, all right. He's going to take it, but he's going to make a detour to the bank first. All right, yeah, Joe Crummy, Evil Thoughts, let's talk about it. That audio that we heard there.
I have a dream.
Not quite, although they actually started talking about civil rights in the this whole podcast is getting off all crazy.
So, will there be a lawsuit?
That is the voice of David Dow's attorney. And what I want to do is tell you this, that they just concluded the press conference laying out the case for David Dow. And I want to just play you the attorney. His name is Thomas Demetrio. He is one half of the Chicago law firm Demetrio, and I think it's Cowboy. Demetrio, I think, and Conroy, but it looks like Cowboy to me. And they're in for the big bucks here. Let's just play the audio of Mr. Demetrio and stop and start and have some fun with. Just the way he begins cracks me up.
We're gathered here.
It's like you're in church or something.
Because of a rather disturbing video that went viral.
Oh, yeah.
As things do in our world today.
I like it. He's kind of philosophical, you know. This whole thing is so stupid, but let's continue.
The media inquiries of us has been quite amazing.
Yes, it has been, you know, but I like the fact that he's kind of going deep, you know.
Which is why we thought this might be the best way to go about answering your various questions.
Yeah, we have so many questions. I wish some reporter had stood up and said, is your client a huge asshat or what? I mean, that would have been funny, but I don't think that happened.
Mr. Munoz has taken to the airwaves.
Oh, this is great. Let me interrupt here because Munoz, we talked about him yesterday. He's the CEO of United Airlines. They lost $1 billion of the market cap. They got a lot of it back, but let's face it, this is an absolute disaster for United Airlines and for you too. We talked about that in yesterday's podcast, but he's going right after the United Airlines guy here. So you go get him, Thomas. Here we go.
Has given his view of things, a couple versions of it.
Oh, yeah, evil.
And I thought it might be a good idea to put this video in the perspective of my world of law.
Okay, now what he's about to do is lay out the legal case, and I want you to pay close attention to this.
Here's the law, real simple. If you're going to eject a passenger, under no circumstances can it be done with unreasonable force or violence.
All right, now what he's saying there, right? He's putting one of these legal arguments to rest, at least as far as I can understand here. What he's saying is United had the right to remove this guy from the plane. All right? We've been over this. When you buy a ticket, even if you're in your seat, whatever, and you're on the plane, United or any airline for that matter, as far as I know, has the right to throw you off the plane if they need the seat for somebody else that's more important for some reason. Whatever it is, it's in the contract. Your ticket is actually a very complicated contract that none of us read. I agree. All right. He's saying that United is, that's not the issue. The issue is how they got the guy off the plane. So everybody, would everybody please just stop and just shut up about the fact that he was sitting on the plane and got thrown off? They're not even arguing that. They're arguing how he got thrown off.
That's the law.
That's the law, baby. All right.
If unreasonable force and violence is used under a set of circumstances, the common carrier, United Airlines, in this case, is responsible. For each of us in this room, as we bump along in a day-to-day fashion.
As we bump along in a... What is he talking about? I like it, though, because he's kind of go deep here. You know, he's going deep, you know. We're all... I don't know, boats against the current in the stream being swept back ceaselessly into the past. And yet, you know, you're on United Airlines. Why don't this guy is great.
We owe each other an ordinary care standard.
Yes, we need to be nice to each other. And by the way, here's my bank account number. All that money's going right in my bank account. We need to be nice to each other. As though that's relevant to this case. All right, let's continue.
I'm not to be careless and hurt you. I'm not to be negligent and hurt you.
How about you're supposed to follow the law when they ask you to get up out of the freaking seat? You know, that never seems to come up. What about that? What about the part that people seem to have no respect for authority? Don't you think that's sort of important these days, too?
But in the world of common carriers, they have the highest duty of care.
Oh, yeah. They're like, you know, they have special responsibilities. I mean, airlines are, you know, special places.
To provide protection and safety to its fare-paying passengers.
Right, and that includes getting some idiot off the plane who's fighting with the cops, you know, but I mean, hey, whatever.
As we all saw on the video, that was not done. That was not done in this case.
This guy is great.
And I would defy anyone to suggest that there was not unreasonable force and violence used.
All right. You know, look. So you got this guy on the plane. They ask him to get off the plane. He says, I'm not getting off the plane. Then they call the cops or the rent-a-cops. You know, people are arguing about that, too. Were they really cops? Were they security guards? And do you have to say yes to a security guard or not? You know, you got all these people on the... You know, it's funny. You got all these people on the plane with their iPhones going, and nobody bothers to Google whether or not they have the right to do it or not. I mean, I would. You know, if a guy came up to me and said, you have to get off the plane, and, you know, I'm some rent-a-cop guy... I think the first thing, I swear to God, would come out of my mouth is, do you have the legal right to do this? Because I bought a ticket. And I'm sure they explained it to him. And he just said, no, I'm not getting it. I don't get it. You got all these people who want to take photos and pictures of it, which I suppose is 10 times more important because that's what's fueling all of this anyway. But, I mean, nobody said, well, who's got the legal right here? Let's... Joe, don't get that excited now. Let's continue with Mr. Demetrio.
To help Dr. Dowd disembark that plane.
Yes, to help him disembark. He didn't want to disembark.
So,
Jesus.
The laws are there for the protection of each of us. Hmm. What's been extraordinary in just these few days.
I just like how he's just, you know, making it sound like...
Since the event has been that the calls I have received from passengers, from employees of United, former employees of United, with respect to what we all saw.
Okay, where he's going here now is that United is the evil airline, you know. Even the people that used to work for them are coming forward, you know, whistleblowers now. You know, United, yeah, they're evil.
And the fact of the matter is, I have concluded the following.
Oh boy, I can't wait for it. What do you... They're evil and bad, and they must pay, right?
That for a long time, airlines, United in particular...
Of course, evil.
...have... bullied us.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much I want to argue about that particular point. I think flying sucks, but whatever.
They have treated us less than maybe we deserve.
Somebody said it. I don't have it on the tape here. He mentioned it too, that David Dowell is the Rosa Parks of the present day. I just got a kick out of that. And Demetrio says, now, I'm not saying that's true, but he wanted to make sure you thought about it. He brought it up. I don't have it on the tape. It's here somewhere, but I'm going to spend all morning looking for it. But I mean, that he's the David Dow is the Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks, as you know, was a woman, a black woman, trying to sit on a bus back when was it, the '50s or I don't know. And they said you got to give up your seat because you're a black woman, and she said hell no. you know, she had a legal right to sit on that sit in that seat, whereas David Dow did not. Whatever, but I like the fact he brought it up so that we're thinking about it. Like it's a whole, like he's going deep on civil rights here. Jeez. Oh, man.
I conclude that what, based upon hundreds, literally hundreds, of tales of woe, of mistreatment by United, is that here's what we want as a society.
Oh, here's what we want as a society. All right, what do we want as a society?
We want fairness.
Oh, I'm for that.
In how people treat us.
Yeah, I wouldn't be treated nice.
We want respect.
Yeah, speaking of respect, I've already said this. What about respect for the law, for heaven's sakes?
Jeez. And we want dignity.
I want dignity. This guy's great.
That's it.
Is that it? That's all you want? Oh, no. I think there's something else you want. Yes, we know what you want. Cha-ching. We know what you want. There is a price.
Not a big deal.
No, it is a big deal. No, it's a lot of money. Let's be honest about it.
This seems so simple.
Yeah, it is. It's about the money, honey.
Forget the law for a minute.
Yeah, forget the law. Yeah, you know, we are forgetting the law. The law says he had no right to be on the plane when they asked him to leave. That's the law. And you don't seem to give a rip about it. Not rip one, let alone rip two or rip three.
That requires common decency in the treatment of passengers.
All right, that's you know, there he goes.
I have to go home.
Yeah, I know, and as I said, he's going to take a stop at the bank first before he goes home. So it's all coming down to how he was removed from the plane. And okay, what are you going to do? There's a guy sitting in his seat. I mean, we should talk about this for a second. And he doesn't want to get up. You're in, anybody who's ever been on an airplane knows that everybody's squished in like sardines. I mean, that's just the way it is today. And so what are they supposed to do to remove him? I mean, if he's going to resist, and there may be something they did wrong. I mean, maybe they pulled him too hard or, you know, whatever. They announced today that he lost two front teeth, this David Dow. Maybe that's why he sounded...
To go home.
Maybe he lost his teeth there, you know.
To go home.
Maybe that's right there. He'd already lost them. But he suffered a concussion. Oh, by the way, the attorney said when he was saying this...
To go home.
When he was saying that, he does not remember getting back on the airplane because of his concussion. So he doesn't remember any of that. Right. You know, he just got back on the plane. He was like sleepwalking up and down the aisle there, and nobody, he doesn't remember any of it. Hey, you know, whatever. But I mean, that. So he's getting medical treatment. They asked, where is he? And the attorney said, oh, I can't tell you. You know, I think he's in a secure location. Yeah, in a rubber room. He's a nut. This guy, David Dow, is a nut. But anyway, so how are you supposed to get him out of the plane? If somebody's resisting... I'm sure there are procedures, right, that I don't know what it would be. Maybe you try to cuff a guy, maybe. I you know, right? You try to get his hands, but how do you do that? You know, in an airplane where you could barely, there's no room to move anyway. I just think the attorney just just cracks me up here. They're in for the big money. And to me, the thing that cracked me up was this.
So, will there be a lawsuit? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably there's going to be a lawsuit. Let me tell you, as sure as the sun shall rise, there's going to be a lawsuit. This stupid story has hijacked this podcast for the last 3 days, and it's been fun. I mean, it's really great. They're talking now I think of multiple millions of dollars and the attorney trying to broaden it into some sort of civil rights lawsuit. This is his big moment, too. I mean, Thomas Dimitrio. I mean, you know, this is his 15 minutes. And he's not doing it for the money. We're talking about common courtesy and how we treat each other.
I have a dream.
Yeah, really. With my babies, we're getting on an airplane.
And my poor little children, yes.
They're all doctors. I mean, if you think about it, how far we've slipped. For this attorney to try to make it seem like it's a civil rights issue, and you go back and you look at the trivialization of the people that actually had to go through this crap 50 years ago, or even today when it rears its ugly head. I mean, that's what you, Mr. Attorney, if you want to get all deep, I suggest you think about that. But I pontificate, but what the hell? It's my evil thoughts. It's my freaking podcast, and I want you to rate it, all right? I want you to rate this podcast on iTunes. Tell everybody how great it is. And subscribe to the podcast, write me checks, do whatever, all right? Follow me on Facebook. I like that. I'm also on Instagram as Crummy Joe. It's all good. And as I said, these are my evil thoughts, so turn up the music.